JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Coming up, rebranded Kiap yielding positive results, and later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You're tuned to Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The Ministry of Education is reporting that the rebranded Career Advancement Program, CAP, has seen notable improvements in students' attitude and enrollment. The program has yielded improvements in the National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica NVQ examination results by 5% over 2013, and an increase in the NVQ registration of students for continuing assessment from 17% to 87%. For the current academic year, the projection is for 6,000 students to participate in the program, up by 2,000 over last year. Providing an update on the Second Chance Initiative for Students, Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace MacLean says she is pleased with the work of the students and also the principals and teachers.
We have seen almost a transformation in terms of the general attitude and interest of our students, and of great importance, we are now seeing where our principals and teachers are integrating those students who are now getting a second chance for their education into the regular schools program.
Dr. MacLean was speaking at a recent education symposium in New Kingston. Under the revamped CAP program, sixth form students who are pursuing the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination, CAPE, have the option to pursue both the academic and vocational pathways that will enable them to achieve dual certification.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. To find out more, log on to vision2030.gov.jm. Now, Corey Daly shares some glimpses of Jamaica with us.
Do you remember marbles played in a game on the road surface in communities? Youths would have the marbles on the ground, roll it, flick it, play with it. When living in Gregory Park, I witnessed, as a pastime, marbles being played between boys. Another thing I remember in Jamaica is the jelly slippers, the translucent slippers, worn commonly amongst girls. Do you also remember the Mazda police cars? They were of a good shape, and as a youth, I always dreamt of having a Mazda when I grew up.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. All you have to do is send us an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number. Or you can give us a call at 926-35904. That's it for today's journey, Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Until we do this again, well, good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.